Hello and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar,
that's me,
Millennial Chris, that's me, Silent Betty,
that's me,
and Not So Silent Bob,
and that's me.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, Betty, I guess you're visiting, and we're so glad to have you. It was a surprise when I thought you were one of the last people I thought would be able to go ahead and do this. But I guess she has influence, right?
Just a little
Dar
bit.
A little bit.
So it's good to have you. And, of course, we go back a little ways with Parade of Nations and everything, don't we?
36 today, this year is 36th year,
that's
Betty?
That's hard to believe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Co-founder of Parade of Nations, which is a staple in our community. So thank you for your contribution.
You bet, Betty.
I appreciate it.
You still have those quilts that were made up of T-shirts?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because I remember when that happened. Yes.
Well, I've been elected to start this one, and I don't think anyone will guess. I'm taking this from when I was a kid, what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Okay.
And the thing I wanted to be was an ice cream truck driver.
Oh.
Now, I was born and raised in the copper country. We didn't have
ice cream.
Yeah, we don't have ice. So, like, people who live in an area with ice cream trucks, like, they have a different view on this. But, like, childhood Chris had this idea of an ice cream truck driver, someone who spread joy in communities.
Oh,
you know,
Chris.
Someone who went around and made people happy, you know? And that's something that, at a young age, that's what I wanted to do. I mean,
how did you know, like, because you didn't have them, how were you exposed to ice cream truck drivers? You go to a city and
movies. I couldn't tell you which one. I mean, maybe like Home Alone has an ice cream truck driver or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not certain, but some movie that's set in like a suburban or urban area that I watched growing up.
Okay.
Yeah.
To spread joy.
Yeah, to spread joy, to make people happy.
And then what happened after that, after you wanted to be an ice cream truck driver? I mean, how did that evolve into something else?
I mean, that's a good one. I'm not really certain. Like, I mean, there was other ideas of like being a firefighter or a police officer, again, to
You ended up doing what you're doing now. So I'm not sure how that, what was the big leap?
So the big leap, at a similar age, you know, I was very interested in video games.
Okay.
Like, I'm the youngest of four, with the eldest being 11 years older than me. So, like, when I was a kid, they were playing games that were for teenagers that I just could not understand whatsoever.
Yeah.
But the games, thinking specifically the Final Fantasy games, their Japanese game, they're written in an operatic style for their music. So, while you may not understand the story, if you listen to the music, the music is telling the story as well. So, like, that early influence of music made me really interested in sound. I wanted to be a composer at first when I was younger, maybe around like age 10 or so.
Nice.
But creative endeavors give me a lot of anxiety. So I've kind of tended to go more and more towards either like really esoteric creative things or like more technical things as I've gotten older, because it's easier for me to say, yes, this is good.
You can still do the ice cream truck, you know, like we need one in this local area.
We do.
Derek and I have actually thought about starting an ice cream truck business,
because
it doesn't exist. And I'm like, these kids are being robbed to not have the experience to run to the ice cream truck. And
if anyone does want to start an ice cream truck business and you're successful with it, let me know, because I have another idea. It's something to do with soup.
Okay. We'll let you know, Bob.
Soup.
So, Betty, what did you want to be? Thanks, Chris. I love that.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wanted to be a doctor.
Ah, did you know what kind of doctor?
I wanted to be able to take care of poor people, frankly. And that came from the fact that my mom died at a very young age, and I watched it, you know, and was there when it happened. And it was always questioned in my mind, why?
Mm-hmm. And the doctor came to your house, right?
Yes. And never could get an explanation as to how and why it happened.
Wow.
And it was because doctors at that time didn't find it necessary to, especially to talk to minority mm-hmm. about health care.
Wow.
And I always have had the feeling that if had proper care, my mom would probably have lived a much longer life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always drawn to that. But unfortunately, I didn't follow that path. Somehow or other, I got into show business.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know this, Bob?
I heard now that you're mentioning it, a little mm-hmm. bit's coming back. But yes. What kind of show business?
Well, I was a dancer, and I attribute that to longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things. I traveled the world with it. Traveled with one of the hottest agencies in the country.
How cool.
And saw a lot, traveled, you know.
Danced with snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Darn, I wish I would have had my mom meet you. She's also, she lasted to 99 years, and she was a dancer, too.
Really?
Yes.
So it's been an interesting life.
Entrepreneur,
mm-hmm,
business owner, politics.
Right.
She was involved with
serving. She's still a business owner.
Yeah, she still is a business owner,
Few lifestyles, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
You want to advertise your business yet?
Do I advertise?
Do you want to right now? You can say what it is.
Yeah, I have an antique store.
It's called Betty's Cat.
And it's called Betty's Cat.
Mm-hmm.
In the
Cat
Country
stands
Mall.
For collectibles, antiques, art, and treasures. CAAT.
There you go. And an educator. So she served the university for several years.
Wow.
And so
it's
been a rich, rich, rich life.
It has, for a silent person.
So do you still dance?
Not at 91 years of age. I do a little hip shaking every now and then.
In the house by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
Yeah. Or at a good live performance.
Yes.
She loves live music and live performance.
Live
good. It has to be good. Yeah. If it's bad, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not silent about it.
Mm-hmm. My dad was a musician. I grew up with music, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I knew the good and the bad of it all.
Oh, interesting.
So
when,
Dara, how about you?
When I grew up, when I was a kid, I dreamed about ending homelessness.
Mm.
So kind of along the lines of caring for all of us, bringing joy or disadvantage. And so I just dreamed of, that was like what I closed my eyes and wanted it to be different about our world
mm-hmm.
is the idea of someone having a warm home and safety and food. And so that's what I dreamed about, is ending home. It's a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I closed my eyes and dreamed about as a kid.
Had you seen a lot of that?
In Detroit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know. I felt like, I can't recall the moment, but it must have been that I had some sort of experience or I saw something that struck me and impacted me in a way where I was like, I don't want people to have to live that way. I know some people choose that lifestyle for whatever reason, but it just pulled at my heartstrings that mm-hmm. someone didn't have a home or a safe place and space to be. So that's what I dreamed about as a kid.
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's my turn. So I basically, way back when, I think I my first thing that I remember wanting to be anything is I wanted to be a weatherman. And, I was a geek when I was a kid. I told you on another episode that I was shy. Well, I mean, basically, I cut out the weather, the weather stuff in the newspapers. And I had a scrapbook of weather of weather maps.
We're cutting out pictures of stars.
Talk about boring person.
And Bob is cutting out weather maps. I love it.
And so that's, you know, so that's what I thought I was going to go into when I got to college. But through high school, I found out that I was not very good at math. Mm-hmm. And you have to be good at math in those days, especially, you know, or in computers. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I didn't want to be a mediocre meteorologist.
That would be a nice angle, though.
Yeah.
Actually, most of them are actually, Bob.
Yeah.
But I would go ahead and make my forecasts up, and I would compare it then with the weatherman on TV and stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
Sometimes I thought I was better than they were, you know.
Okay.
And then after that, when I decided that's not going to work out for me, coming out of my shell and everything, I got into student politics, and mm-hmm. I became really involved with that whole thing. And I thought that maybe that's what I would do. I would mm-hmm. go into politics. But when I finally achieved all the stuff that I wanted to achieve, like I think the last thing that finally changed my mind is this was during there were student movements way back, you know, the free speech movement and stuff like mm-hmm. that. When I ended up doing an impromptu speech in front of about 5,000 people, and I did it fine, and it worked. And I got off the stage, and I stood there and watched the crowd and everything, and I said to myself, nope, I don't want to do this. I have a lot of superficial friends, very few close friends, mm-hmm. and basically all the friends that I had to use for the greater good. Mm-hmm. That's what I told myself.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, nope, I don't think I want to do that either. So then I thought, well, maybe I could become a diplomat. And I met my wife, and she says, no way.
Carol was not having
it. She said, we're not going overseas. I'm not going to another country. We're staying in this country. All right. So that was the end of diplomat. And that's where I ended up, that diplomat. What I ended up doing, taking all the stuff that I had in college, which was international programs and public administration, and ending up managing apartments for the universities.
Yeah, serving people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, serving
same
people.
Same thing. And mm-hmm. it was a great job, and I loved
That's
it.
That's awesome.
There's always something new going on when you work with people.
Yeah. I think it's interesting how life comes full circle, and you still kind of find your way to those things of like bringing joy to people or serving people that are disadvantaged. I mean, that's been pretty much your whole career, Betty. Well, most of your career, especially mm-hmm. at the university, is being an advocate and being a voice for people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of together here.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're like a quilt.
Oh.
We all represent a piece of humanity.
That's
and
right.
And bring it all together. It would be a better world.
Absolutely. You
know. Yes, yes. And I just want to say, I guess we've said it before, but I'm so happy that you're here with us to do this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell, make sure that when you have that ice cream truck, you must have chocolate.
Well, of course.
Chocolate ice cream.
Why wouldn't it have chocolate?
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate. It's also going to have cookies and cream.
Fudge bars.
Okay, yeah. Those
fudge
are
bars.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the happy note.
That is the happy note. Fudge bars. Thanks for listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.